that you can't make us gone.
Hi, we're Young Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yo! Hey, yo! What's up? Welcome to the show, dear listener. This is me, Jib Gridowski, your host as always, here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. It's Simon Fraser, University. Say that in one breath. I can list off a whole carpaccio and then some in one breath after running. Anyways, I will flout my, what's the word? And cardiovascular in skills later on. As someone once boldly said, Nardwar has the lung capacity of an Olympic swimmer. I don't know if that's me because I probably smoke too much. Don't smoke. Anyways, I digress. This is The Art Show. This show is taking place on the... is being broadcasted and listened to mostly, unless you're listening to somewhere in the world, please let me know if you are, on the traditional Coast Salish territories of the Squamish, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem. So keep that in mind as we explore the events of the coming weekend here in the so-called city, sorry, the fine, fair, fun, fantastic city of so-called Vancouver, which, back from vacation. I know it's been like 2 weeks, but, you know, still coming back down. I mean, I went from cold to hot, from hot to cold. So bear with me I think the snow is tapering off. It's going to be wet next week. So more importantly, get yourself some waterproof shoes and some good socks. Maybe carry a spare set of socks in a bag so you can chuck them in. Anyways, we're going to take a quick little break and we're going to get some stuff out of the way. And then we're going to do some stuff here on the show and talk about shows and concerts and stuff like that. Yeah.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.
Every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., tune in to Department Uno to hear the latest and greatest from the CJSF playlist, featuring all new music from local, Canadian, and international artists. Fresh releases from the music department every week on Department Uno, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Feeling like house music this week. Jackie Body behind me today against some 90s, 80s instrumental house records behind me. Because, oh yeah, we could use some dancing music out here in these cold, 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 cold times. Almost, I saw some motorcycles up here by the station at SFU, of course. And I was like, okay, if they're riding on like liter and 650cc bikes, I can ride my my little 70cc moped. So, you know, maybe I can get back to riding. I gotta take that thing for a test spin before I think I take it for any serious ride. I don't want to break down on my way to work and show up all sweaty and then have to make drinks and run tables and stuff. Have I ever told you how much I don't like being sweaty? Comboed with being sticky. I don't like being sticky. Being sticky is one of my many forms of hell. So to be both, oh my God, I just want to rip my skin off. But anyways, enough about the things that torture my mind and soul. What is your, I struggled to ask this question without spoiling it, so I won't. What's your personal hell? Your minor inconvenience hell? Anyways, let's tell you about what's going on. Shout out to everybody who's listening to me in the last 15 minutes of last week while I was under the table here trying to fix my mouse and keyboard so I could do anything. Thanks for tuning in for that. Anyways, I am skipping over everything. Mount Erie is in town tonight, Thursday night, at the Rickshaw. They're playing, of course, slowcore funk, slowcore folksy stuff coming at you. Don't see any with Ragama backing them up over there at the game at the Rickshaw. Doors at 7 for that. Showtime at 8 o'clock. Doesn't say it's sold out, so, you know, check it out if that's your jam. Next up, really cool artist, Yawn. Really cool. I mean, Jessica does a really great show, so this is really great. But there's also Elysia Niemi coming in from Toronto with a Troll Dolly backing them up as well. It's going to be a cool show. I'm going to just switch it over to playing some Elisa over here instead of Yawn. But that'd be really cool. It's over at K-Dub, over at the W2 on Abbott and Hastings. Tickets are $20 at the door, $16 in advance if you still got time for that. That's today, Thursday, at 8 o'clock at 111 West Hastings. It's right by the entrance to the atrium at W2, where, you know, the Shoppers and the Nesters and stuff is. You know those places that have a piano, but no one ever plays it? That is the only place I see that is regularly having the piano played by someone. Generally by someone who knows what they're doing. So shout out to those people who just, like, jam it out in the public. Okay. That's cool. Cool. Anyways, Yawn, Eliza, Niemi coming in from Toronto again, and Troll Dolly over at the KW at 111 West Hastings tonight, Thursday night. Check it out. Yeah, we'll hear some music from Eliza coming up in a little bit here. What else I got for today? Over at the Heatley at 469 Heatley, we got Sterling McKenzie for the Songbird Sesh. So they're coming in from Ontario, so that should be nice. Their tags include acoustic, alternative, ambient, lo-fi, noise. So I hope I got the right guy, but I feel like I did. So let's enjoy that I did the right thing. So again, that's Songbird Sesh, 8 o'clock, Heatley, reasonably priced beverages, and pretty good food, if I do say so. Nice people, check it out. Over at 469 Hastings, just up the block from the Astoria, which apparently is back. Good luck to the people running that place, because that place is expensive. I talked to some people because that place was on the block. It was on Facebook Marketplace. And I'll talk about that later when I'm actually talking about the show. So, you know, waste all the juice on this one. Anyways, more shows for today over at Green Auto. There's the Palestine Children Fundraiser happening over there. No event title, but featuring some dank bands such as Luelda, Scalding, Gadfly, of course, and Smoked coming in. Yeah, it's going to be sick. Always down for some Gadfly. Let's see. Let's pick this one. We'll get that one in the mix here for you. So, pretty cool little show going on there. At the Fox Cabaret, if you ever want to see an 18-piece band, this may just be the thing for you. How would I describe if my absolute unit? Yeah, huge band. I believe if I got the right one, they're from Houston. But a whole lot of bands, a whole lot of artists. I believe it's an 18-piece tonight. Very cool. At the Fox Cabaret tonight, Thursday night. Doors 7? Showtime 8? I don't know. I'll get down there. They got some pretty reasonably place. I just like sitting. Shout out to places I can sit. Very cool. Okay. Let's get some tunes in the mix here, folks. We're going to do some music here from, again, Eliza Niemi. We only have one song available, but let's check it out. This is Do You FM. Also, fun fact, it is CJSF 90.1 FM's birthday. I forget how old we are, but I feel like we're old enough to buy liquor now. Also, it's World Radio Day. Also, yesterday was my sister's birthday. She turned 40, and I always forget how old she is, and I will continue to do such. This is just the marker for it. Anyways, I digress. Do You FM by Eliza Niemi, playing at the KW Studios tonight.
What happens when your people die? Why they move the rock to the other side of Ulster Park? Why don't it look like it did in the dark? What don't I feel the spark? Something. He plays along to something. No
Gadfly coming in with Seraphim there. Yeah, a bit of a whiplash on that chiller vibe we came in with some music from Eliza and Yemi. They're playing with Yawn. Sorry, let's start in reverse here. Gadfly playing tonight, Green Auto, with Luella Scalding and Smoked for a Palestinian children's fundraiser. Before that, you heard Sterling McKenzie with their song New Flowers, which is me being hopeful about the coming of spring, or just like I want my gardenia to bloom again. My God, when that thing bloomed for the first time, I was elated. Also, they smell amazing. Also, all the flowers in Bali also smelled amazing. Really great. Really great flowers. I swear to God, if I could pollinate with my nose, I would. I'm sure there's some percentage of pollination done by humans by dipping their noses into flowers and dipping their noses into other flowers. And if not, I would like to be part of that small section of going around and slamming my nose into flowers and pollinating other flowers. You can say I'm a bit of a matchmaker myself. All right. New Flowers, Sterling McKenzie. See them over at Fox, sorry, not the Basketball, at the Heatley for the songwriter sessions tonight. It's 469 Hastings Street. It's going to be huge. Then at the top of that set, you heard Eliza Niemi with Do You FM, reminding me and by proxy you that it is CJSF's birthday and World Radio Day yesterday. So we're old now. Radio. We made a few changes. Cool. Let's talk about Friday, everybody. What's up with Friday? It's the one that comes next. Shout out to Friday night listeners. If you like this show so much and you maybe missed something, or you're just so nice you want to listen twice, you can tune in on Friday night at 8 o'clock. Tell a friend. You know, drop in. Text in if you're listening from somewhere. Yo, we're at 778-782-2573. Or hit me up on my Instagram, moose.master on Instagram. Tell me what your shows you're hitting up. Tell me what's good, where you're at. Tell me what flowers you're excited about. Shout out to roses. Cliche about this time, but you know what? We all like a good cliche every now and then. It's like a shamrock shake. Yeah, it's hokey. But you know what? Maybe I do want one. I haven't had a shamrock shake in a long time. And I don't really care to, because I'm still boycotting my McDonald's. Anyways, I digress. Hit me up on Instagram. Let's talk about Friday. Jimmy Brown, supposedly from the UK, in town at the Red Gate for the Valentine's show. Happy Valentine's Day to those who are celebrating with their loved ones. Or as I also like to call it, Singles Awareness Day. Shout out to the solos. Shout out to the players, or like the people who just want to hang out. Or shout out to the aromantics. Shout out to the asexuals. I see you. I see you just doing your thing. Living life. Without any heartfelt attachments. I know it's a grand generalization of the concept, so forgive me. That was a bit crude. But anyway, shout out to them. Shout out to the romantics. Shout out to people. It's a silly, quote-unquote, holiday, but you know what? A lot of things are. Everything's made up, including words. So you know what? Go for it. Have fun with it. Jimmy Brown, however, is using the words he made up to do a thing and create a bunch of weird songs. How weird? Let me tell you. There's a couple weird song names he's got here on his latest album, Shame, which came out a while ago. And by a while ago, I mean December of this year. Such as, I'm quitting Prozac to continue drinking. I found a dead fox outside Sainsbury in Fallowfield. I'm not pretty enough to be on Tinder. And finally, my urine is foamy. Do I have kidney damage? Fine, listen to such tracks and more Friday night at the Red Gate. Joining him on stage will be Hermit, a local rapper who verses churned like a tempest, shaking the foundations of your carefully constructed life, end quote. Followed by the great pretension and unflinching reflection of every lie you've told yourself about love and meaning.
followed by The Return of Andy Kaufman, a presence so absurd it will remind you that chaos often holds more truth than order. There's a great joke about someone doing, "Don't you know who I am? I'm Andy Kaufman," despite not being Andy Kaufman. But I always say, that always just reminds me, the one point I just want to earnestly say to someone when they, like, tell me not to be somewhere or do something, and just tell them, "Don't you know who I am?" With complete sincerity about the whole concept of, like, "Don't you know who I am?" Anyways, that's just a little fantasy of mine. Is it a power fantasy? Perhaps. But whatever. Cool. Jimmy Brown. From the UK. From Manchester. Is that Yorkshire? Shout out to the Scouse. But that's Yorkshire. Shout out, Macca. Next up, I've got a bunch of cool shows. The Core, Nimvid, and Kids Help Phone, along with, I think, one more, doing a show at Green Auto. 8 o'clock. We'll get you on time for something. Very cool. Walgren, very cool artist. One of my favorites around town. Do like me some avant art dream pop. So, Walgren coming in hot with this one. Hope Slide and Tough Cell joining them on the bill at K-Dub over at 111 West Hastings at the W2 next to the TD Bank. They'll have a sign. Just follow the sign. Very cool. Yeah, we'll hear some music from Walgren in a little bit. Hang tight. Gray Lab got a show tonight as well. Trench Raid. I read it as Trench Aid when I was doing my listings, which also sounds cool, because that sounds like something that people would use to, like, treat trench foot, which is a horrible thing. No shout out to trench foot. Shout out to dry socks. So, yeah. Brute playing with them along with Reactory. I don't know how to do the O umlaut sound, but maybe you do. They're playing at Gray Lab. Check it out. Wise Hall. Got Grizz Folk with Mike Edel doing the thing. I don't know any of these guys. So we'll explore that together. We'll explore that concept together. Very cool. Oh, Mike Edel's from Victoria. How nice. Cool. Next up at the Cobalt, it's a Heartstrings event featuring Whack. It's one of my favorite local bands, names at least. Nice music. I've seen them a couple times. Along with Deaf Dog and Papaya Given. So, find love. Or the next best thing. To Thursday night. Friday night. Or Thursday night. I don't know. When was the last time I had a Valentine? I haven't dated anyone for a while. What's the most over-the-top thing I've done for Valentine's Day? I don't know. I just like making cards. I make cards. One of my favorites I ever gave to someone was I made like a little pop-up card, because I like making cards is really fun and way more. Even if they kind of suck, they're made by you, and so like they're extra special. And the person you give them to will be hard-pressed to throw them out because you put so much love and care into it. I made mine like a little martini shaker, and it slid up. It's like, "Are you a gin fizz? Because you make me feel bubbly." Or like, I don't know, "You make me feel all bubbly." You could have done that with champagne, but make your own pun. Puns are great. Puns are cool. Groaners, go home. Groaners, you're still listening, so eat it. Groan on my bad wordplay jokes. Bang. Shutting down the groaners. Remember, if they're groaning, they're still listening. Yeah, that's a slice of Friday night, folks. So let's get into some music here from those artists I mentioned. We're going to start off with some music from Walgren here. This is going to be their song, Arrow to the Wind.